This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have found good. You have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore, and that's barryshore.com. And you have joined on K4HD.com, that mystical, magical, mysterious internet platform that carries our voice and our show throughout the entire world. And please say hello to 270,613 people around the world who are joining you for one reason only, because you care most about you. Y-O-U. E-W-E. That's the only reason you tuned in, because you want to learn to be the best you possible, because when you're the best you, you make the world a better place. And that's what we do here on The Joy of Living. We bring to you fantastic, interesting, and fascinating people who bring you information that will enable you to live your life better and more enjoyably. Now, we work here on this show called The Joy of Living with three fundamental principles, and they are, number one, life. Your life has a purpose. Yes, every life has a purpose. And the corollary to that is that you can go mad. You can go make a difference. When you have purpose in your life, you can make a difference. In this case, MAD, as the acronym, stands for something good. You can go make a difference. And how do you do that? You can do that by unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms that you see around all the time. When you understand their power and you unlock their secrets, you will begin to neurolinguistically program yourself to think better, to speak better, and to act better. You'll be living in joy daily. And when you do that, you create a better world. As a simple example, WWW. If you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, somebody will tell you has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is the word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. Yes, it is. And thank you to Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go worldwide and touch hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. And right away, of course, whenever you hear the beginning opening chords of that song, what a wonderful world, you begin to smile. And SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms that you can ever learn and integrate into your very being, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, when I'm speaking to groups, whether it's 50 people or 5,000 people, I have people come up to me, and right now there's posted on the board. And by the way, you can do that. Go to k4hd.com. You can post questions and such to Barry Shore, your humble host. People invariably say, well, I've been up hours already, Mr. Shore, and I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are miracles, myriads of miracles. Why? Because millions of people did not get out of bed today. Millions of people didn't get out of bed. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands died. And many hundreds of thousands of people can't because they're in hospital or some position where they can't get out of bed. I know, as a fact, there are 270,000+ people listening right now. At least 230,000 tune in every week. Thank you. We appreciate that. And invariably, you bring another 30,000 to 40,000 people with you. You tell people, your friends, come and listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore because it's invigorating. Well, those who know the story, if you go to my website, barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, you'll find my story, which is that 15 years ago, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody listening, and in the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. I became known what's called a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved except my mouth. And it wasn't from an automobile accident or a motorcycle accident or a spinal accident. It was a rare disease that literally took over my body in a space of a few hours, rendered me completely paralyzed. I was able to leap tall buildings in a single bound in the morning. I was faster than a speeding bullet in the evening. Paralyzed. Couldn't get out of bed. Couldn't even turn over in my bed in my own home for 2 years. Because I was paralyzed. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years, braces on both legs for a year and a half, and that was progress. And I can now be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb by myself when I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, strong, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. But millions of people didn't get out of bed today. You did, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece said to me just a couple of months ago, Uncle Barry, can I spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, oh, yeah, why not? Smile, why not? I asked, why? She said, because then it can stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Wow! Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. Absolutely. She's wonderful. Wow, by the way, is a great acronym, and you say the word a lot. Wow stands for words of wisdom or words of wonder from an 8-year-old. Insights. And you're going to be hearing great insights from our amazing guest today, who is going to talk to you about stuff that you're doing on a regular basis that is hurting you, that you can easily change and make it not hurt you and live better and more fulfilled. And when you do that, you're going to create the kind of world you want to live in. CREATE, by the way, is a great acronym. CREATE stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's right, causing rethinking, because that's really what has to happen. We have 50 billion brain cells. We have a trillion synapses in our minds, in our brains, that connect them all. And it's not just to decide what kind of latte you want today. We have these brain cells and these synapses because they enable us to have insight and wisdom and be able to discern and be able to create the kind of world we live in. Now, I do have to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use four-letter words frequently, and I even use an F-U four-letter word. And I do that for shock value and because it's fun. Oh, right away, there it is, fun. F-U, capital N, capital N, fun. People say to me, oh, Mr. Shore, you don't spell fun now. You spell it with three letters, F-U-N. Not in my world. In our world, with the world of the positive, the purposeful, the powerful, and the pleasant, it's F-U. Capital N, capital N. So after the show is over and you see your family later today or your friends and you have a big smile on your face, remember what smile stands for, and you see and you point the finger and you say, F you, everybody. Remember to add very quickly capital N, capital N. They say, where did you get that? Say, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, which you don't want to do, and you want to listen again, which you certainly want to do, and you want to share this with 5 people, which you most certainly want to do, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. You're going to hear a lot of information today. You're going to hear many different facts and things about different products. So it's imperative. You don't have to write anything down. You don't have to stop. Just listen and go to our website, barryshore.com, and all the information that wonderful, amazing Marcella Papa is going to speak to us about today is going to be right there. So just listen, absorb, and have a lot of F-U. Capital N, capital N. Now, before we introduce wonderful Dr. Marcella Papa, I want to tell you that there are two words that when you learn to say these consciously and conscientiously three times a day, you will make a difference in the world. You will change the world for the better. Two words that make all the difference for you and everybody around you, everybody you come in contact with. This will change your life when you do this. Thank God we have hundreds of thousands of people around the planet doing this on a regular basis. I get emails, I get letters, I get phone calls even. I get text messages, people saying these two words. And they are, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. When you learn to say thank you, consciously and conscientiously, three times a day, minimum, from now forward, the rest of your life, you will make a difference for yourself, your family, your friends, and people you don't even know. The ripple effect will be so powerful to be felt around the world, because THANK is a great acronym. It stands for to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I read in one of his books, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Kind, keep inspiring noble deeds, be kind. To harmonize and network kindness. You go to a store or the cafe and you order a fancy latte and they bring it to your table. You say, thank you. You order a fancy latte and a couple of minutes goes by. Nobody brings it to you. You go up to the counter and say, where's my latte? And they say, oh, we forgot. I'm sorry. And they make it and they give it to you. Same way you say, thank you. You walk out of the store and somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You walk out of the store and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're driving in traffic and somebody cuts you off on the freeway. Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts and you say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. When you do that, when you make that the focus and the focal point of your life, you are living the life of joy. And without any further ado, I'm going to ask our wonderful guest, and I'm happy to say I've actually had a chance to meet Dr. Papa. Wonderful Marcella, would you be kind enough to say a big, hearty hello to 270,613 people around the world?
Sure. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be on this happy show. And it does sound like a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to share my thoughts with you, and I hope you you will have some benefits from the information I'm going to present.
They will have tremendous benefit from you, Marcella. Now, how many times has anybody said to you, F you, Marcella? F you.
Without the NN at the end.
Yes, capital N, capital N.
Now, I don't know.
It's wonderful because Marcella has authored a remarkably important book, which I'm going to urge everybody to get, of course, and look at. But you're going to hear a lot of information right away. Let's establish bona fides for wonderful Marcella. Marcella Magda Papa. And by the way, it is pronounced Papa. Is that correct?
That's right.
She is a board-certified internal medicine physician. And she was raised in Bucharest in Romania. Romania. But she did her and completed her residency training in the United States. And she was in private practice for 16 years and was affected by many things over those years that she couldn't put her finger on. And she's a physician. So she started doing research and she'll tell you some of the stories. But suffice it to say, she has authored a book, which is an acronym. Now, I'm going to change the name of the book just a little bit. It is called GRAS, G-R-A-S, which stands for something, but I'm going to add an S because we're going to call it GRASS for the moment, if you'd be so kind to allow me, Marcella, and I'll tell you why. Because from Marcella's point of view, her book stands for, and it's really important because everybody is going to be affected by this information. Her book, the GRASS, G-R-A-S, as she has it now, I hope we change it to or add G-R-A-S-S, GRASS, she calls it generally recognized as safe. These are substances that people use on a regular basis. I would like to call it generally recognized as supremely safe. Nobody even thinks about these things because they're so safe. So that's really what GRAS is all about. So let's just jump right in, turn around, and let's enable Marcella to start telling you a little bit about her story. But just everybody be aware, if you've ever suffered from migraines or you have joint pain or achiness and things like that, it may not be what you think it is, and it may be able to be cleared up in a most simple, straightforward way when you start understanding what it is you have around your house, which is hurting you. Marcella, take it away. Talk to us about GRAS, or as I like to say, GRASS.
Okay, I will start with the GRASS acronym, because generally recognized as safe is the term that the regulating agencies are using to deem safe certain ingredients in numerous products that we use every day, in cosmetics, in foods, in medications. They all fall under this GRASS acronym. Now, generally recognized as super safe, that would be the newer products that I'm going to present, which lack these chemicals, which I noticed they were affecting me. And they were affecting me in many ways, and I didn't know for the longest time, and probably if it wasn't for me to get sick, I would probably never figure it out. But now, as sad as it was that I got sick and I had to stop practicing and I had to adjust my daily life, I realized that there are so many things that I could change and make it better, and I wanted to share it with everybody else who's interested, everybody else who suffers from similar conditions, and I think I have enough information to change the way people look at everyday products.
So let's just recap something very, very important here. So first of all, GRAS is not a term that you created. This is what is known in the medical field. Is that correct?
Not necessarily just in the medical field. It's known in terms of regulating agencies who allow certain ingredients in the products that are on the market.
Very good. So these regulating agencies recognize, or like we say, that these products that are in certain everyday types of things that you're going to be speaking about, these are called generally recognized as safe. And yet you, Marcella, are going to make us aware that that is not true. That these things that are generally recognized as safe may not be not only not safe, but they may have real deleterious effects on human beings in a way that nobody would ever want. And the best news is, it's not that you have to do without. You are going to tell us about alternatives and simple, easy, straightforward alternatives. Let's start with things that people really care about. Whenever somebody hears the word carcinogen or carcinogenic, they think of, obviously, cancer. So let's talk about things that have carcinogen-contaminated ingredients in things like cosmetics, cleaning and laundry products. And if you'd be kind enough, let's name some names and see what there are as alternatives to these so that people can really hone in and understand that we're talking about everyday things.
That's right. And surprisingly enough, a lot of this carcinogens are produced, carcinogen contaminated ingredients are produced from the cousin of ethylene glycol, which is the product that we all know because we put in the car is the antifreeze.
Yes. You're telling me we put antifreeze in our homes regularly?
Not exactly in the same way that we use it in the car. We use a derivative of ethylene oxide, which is then processed chemically in numerous substances with all kinds of complicated names. And they are added to a lot of products, from cosmetics to foods to medication. It's unbelievable.
Let's use the term believable, because let's make people believe and understand that what you're bringing here, you are board certified physician who suffered because of these things and was able to use your abilities and your background to find out those kinds of things which are going to be able to help people rather than harm people. So let's take a simple example. You said cosmetics and you said food. Is there a food product or products that actually we should be aware of that are not beneficial other than the potato chips?
Well, potato chips have, if you ever looked at the ingredient list on some foods, you would see all kinds of names that they're so hard to pronounce. You would also see dyes, artificial colors, and numerous other ingredients, which are, you wonder, why are they there? Why do we need them? And using the available literature, I searched and I researched all the information that I could come across. Obviously, I didn't research exactly all the articles, but enough of them to make me think that these are chemicals that have no place in the human body. And if we go back to foods, there are some foods which contain a chemical that's called polysorbate. You could see it on the ingredient list. You could see it in pickles, in some creamy salad dressings, in the creaming mixture for the cottage cheese, for the fat-free one. In a lot of other products that you think, oh, these are healthy, I should probably eat that. But then you see polysorbate, and you don't really know what kind of a product is that.
So let me ask you a question that I think is probably very similar to that of hundreds of thousands of people listening to us. We live here in the United States. Now, again, we have a worldwide audience, but many of the things that are practices in the United States are also adopted by Western-oriented nations, if not Western nations themselves. You made a statement. You said they have no place in the human body, some of these things, artificial colors, dyes, and things like that. And yet, since they are present in our food and in the processing, is it not, like you make us aware of, sorry to even say it like this, generally recognized as safe? In other words, there's such a small amount of it in any one thing, whether it's cottage cheese or some of these candies that have this artificial color, obviously. But they're in such small amounts, you'd have to eat that regularly for the next 30 years in large amounts to have any deleterious effect. And you're saying to me, wake up, Barry Shore, that's not true. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that they're used in so many products, there's no way you can escape them. You use them in foods, you have them in multiple products. If you ever get curious about looking at the ingredients in the supermarket, you will see them on a variety of foods. You would see them on a variety of the cosmetics. You would see, forget about the cleaning products and laundry products. They're there, and actually they're a lot more toxic. They have additional chemicals in them. You would see them in the inactive ingredients list for medications. So it's not that it's a tiny amount that I'm questioning it. Maybe it is a tiny amount, but it's because it's so widespread and it's all over the place in a lot of the products we use a few times a day, then the amounts add up to something that may not necessarily be safe, inert, or inactive anymore. And that's my point. This is what I'm trying to raise awareness about.
This is very important. We're going to go to a break in just a few, maybe 30 seconds or so, but I'm going to ask people to stay on because this is more than fascinating. Hello, this is our health. And you don't have to answer right now, but by shopping at stores that are, in quotation marks, organic-oriented, does that eliminate the issue entirely, or is it just lessen it?
It eliminates most of it.
Oh, okay. Then with that, don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back after this short break because Dr. Wonderful Marcella Papa is going to come back and say, here's how you can eliminate the danger and live better in joy. Be right back after this short break. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for the good. Are you living in joy? Are you fully fulfilled at work? Do you ever get upset by traffic? Well, if you're living the great life, great. If not, I can show you in 6 minutes a day how to live in joy daily. Just go to barryshore.com, BarryShore.com, 6 minutes a day, download the 11 strategies, and you will learn how to live in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back, absolutely free, or your money back. Go to barryshore.com, www, first, stands for What a Wonderful World. Best wishes, bye now. And a delightful, wonderful, beautiful, good day to you. Wondrous, good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today in the person of Marcella Magda Papa. She is an MD, and she's a researcher, and she has found that things that we call generally recognized as safe items in our food, in our cosmetics, in our laundry detergents, and all kinds of other things that we take for granted may not be so safe. And we just left off on a cliffhanger when I asked wonderful Marcella all of these things that are toxic and harmful to us, like artificial colors and dyes and things like that, which she says has no place in the human body. Is there a place where you can shop and get things that don't have them? And she says, yes. And now she's going to elaborate on that. So, wonderful Dr. Papa, please tell us where we can go to avoid having these generally recognized as safe but are not items, both in foodstuffs and in cosmetics and in laundry detergents and things like that.
Sure. I would love to share this because this is what I've been doing for the last couple of years and made a difference for me. I started with Whole Foods, and I find a lot of items which are lacking the ingredients I'm trying to avoid. So I look at the ingredient list, and I learned certain products that I found healthy or healthier, and I use them, and I have noticed improvement in numerous aspects of my health. I also know now that if you don't find the desired product, and certain products that I liked, and Whole Foods doesn't carry them anymore, they could be bought online from multiple sites. You could just do a search for a specific product that you know it's good, and it comes up on numerous sites, on Amazon, on Vitacost, on a lot of sites. And most of the time, the shipping is free, and they bring it right to your door. So it's actually quite convenient instead of spending time in the supermarket getting to cough or sneeze or even feel short of breath on the aisles that carry, that hold the laundry products or the cleaning products. You get these healthier bottles right in front of your home, and you don't have to carry them because they're kind of heavy too.
What a wonderful world, WWW, what a wonderful world. And Marcel is making it more wonderful for us by making us aware that you don't have to continue suffering with migraines or with allergic reactions to cosmetics and things like that. And when you get her book, which is called GRAS, generally recognized as safe, and they're not, but all you have to do is go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, and you can find all the information you want to know about Marcella, about her book, about what she does, and then there's a wealth of information that she's bringing to the world to make us more conscious. Remember, the ability to be conscious and conscientious about what you think, what you say, and how you act is really the key to living successfully. Remember, the name of the show is called The Joy of Living. One of the ways to do that is by unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. And what Marcella is doing is she's telling us we can unlock the power and the secrets of everyday products if they're not harmful. As an example, would you be kind enough? Let's talk about migraines, because a lot of people, Marcella, I mean millions and millions of people suffer from some kind of headache, whether it's a migraine or just headaches in general. And tell us something that happened with you with migraines or headaches people that you studied and some of the remedies that you found just by changing what they were using and no longer causing the symptoms.
Sure, glad to do that. The only thing I would want to specify before that is that the book is titled Keep Away From GRAS. So keep away from what it's actually considered generally recognized as safe in terms of the regulating agencies. Because that was the fun part. A lot of people were asking me, what do you mean, why do I need a book to tell me to not smoke marijuana? Because that could be bad for me. I said, no, it's just honest, not to. And it's an acronym. So the subtitle of the book is Why Safe, quote-unquote, Safe Everyday Products Are Making You Sick and Simple Strategies to Recover Your Health. So back to the migraines, which I've been suffering, and they got worse and worse, and I couldn't explain why. But when I started to study all these products I was using, and I started with the cosmetics, I noticed that a lot of them contained estrogen-like chemicals. And I'm just going to name one or two of them because, you know, the chemical names are a little bit off-putting. I don't want the audience to change the channel and say, oh, this lady's talking right. Too much chemistry. Of parabens. And you probably, a lot of your listeners are aware that in many stores you would see paraben-free for some products. Or phthalates. Or other chemicals that are estrogen-like. And aluminum, it's another one of them, and we use aluminum quite a lot, and I don't want to use it in my household. It's what is called a metalloestrogen. So even if aluminum has an easier name to pronounce, it still could have an estrogen-like effect on our body. So what did I do? I looked at all these substances, and I looked at all the products I was using, and I said to myself, that's it. I'm going to have to switch to products that don't have any of these. And the main reason I did that was that prior to thinking that they might improve my migraines, I had some breast issues, and I had a lot of biopsies and a lot of extra testing. And luckily, there was no cancer. But not having any risk factors, it made me wonder, why on earth am I getting all this stuff? So learning about these estrogens and knowing how the estrogens are connected with breast problems, I said to myself, okay, no more estrogens in my routine product. And it took close to a year to notice benefits on the blood test, and on the breast testing, and that's something that kept on persisting in terms of benefits year after year after I did this elimination process. But in 2 months, my migraines got better. initially I said to myself, it's probably a coincidence, but it was a clear difference and a continuous one. Up to today, I had a significant improvement in my migraines by eliminating all this estrogen-like substances from the cosmetics, and I try also from the medication. And obviously, if there is another issue with estrogen-like substances that have to do with cookware.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. Let's name some names. Tell us three products that you had been using that you found had estrogen-like ingredients and that you stopped using. Give us some I want to hear names of specific products.
Okay, so hand cream. Let's say I was using hand cream and I switched to one that didn't have it. Big difference. Lip balm, toothpaste, shower gel, deodorant, soap, shampoo, conditioner, sunscreen, big one, makeup. Oh, my God, makeup has a lot of estrogen-like chemicals in them besides others. So all of this have a replacement, healthy replacement, and it made a huge difference for me in terms
of... And again, all of these, there are lists and lists of various products and alternatives in your book. Is that correct?
I have the good alternatives. The other products I don't analyze one by one because they're about the same anyway. If you look at the ingredient list and shampoos, I call them the conventional ones, the one that you could buy right off the shelf in any drugstore, pharmacy, beauty store. They have about the same chemicals included in them. So what I was trying to do, instead of going through all these products which have similar ingredients, I was trying to go to the healthier one, and those are detailed in one of the appendix in my book, which has the products that we use now.
So and if someone were to do a search and say, I want, and put in the search, would you use keywords of avoiding estrogen-like products? Would that be a way to do a search? What kind of words would someone use to find how to avoid estrogen-like products?
Estrogen-like products in cosmetics are a few of them, but they go around parabens, phthalates, they go around other ingredients which are also mixed with the ones which could be carcinogen contaminating, and those are derivatives of the my nemesis ethylene oxide. So if we do a search, I would say if you do a search that say organic shampoos, that's probably going to be an easier way to get to the healthier ones.
Okay, so one would do a search for organic shampoos. That would be sufficient.
I would say so. That's
and
the
same
way
thing. And again, the same thing that you're saying now: organic toothpaste, organic lip balm. You know, there's I think it's called bees or something like that.
Bees is one of them. It's not my favorite, but I prefer a different one. I prefer the Dr. Bronner one. But again,
if you just put in for the search, whatever engine you're using, organic shampoos, organic toothpaste, organic lip balm, organic makeup, you will come up with at least several, if not a long list of alternatives, which in fact do not have these generally recognized as safe, and they're not ingredients. So you can, by switching a brand, and either it costs the same or less, maybe a little bit more, but you're talking pennies compared to your health, you can avoid, is what you're telling us, you can avoid headaches. You can avoid allergic reactions. You can avoid, God forbid, cancerous types of things which you're adding to your world, because we live in a very how should we say it, a compromised world anyway, oftentimes by living in certain city environments. And so there's no need to go around adding to the, the extraordinary level of stress and ingredients that are in our society anyway. So these are all positive ways to avoid adding more toxicity. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So and if I were to mention other products that have this estrogen-like chemicals besides the cosmetics and obviously the cleaning products, the scented candles, the air fresheners, anything that smells nice and synthetic smell, it usually contains phthalates. But we need to be aware of plastic number 3 or other types of plastic that could cause, that could have estrogen-like effects. And I know you probably heard years ago, because it made headlines, about bisphenol A, which is something that lines the food and drink cans, and it's something that it's a very strong estrogen.
What's the name of it again?
Bisphenol A.
How do you spell
BPA.
BTA.
BPA.
Right.
Yeah, BPA. And it was accidentally discovered by a doctor that I'm very grateful to. Her name is Dr. Patricia Hunt. And it was eventually removed from certain baby products, from other type of products, but it's still out there in the food cans, in the drink cans. It's there, and it's present in many other, including the receipts that you get from the register, and many other applications. Let's call it this way for bisphenol A.
But it's so not, will it be on a, if someone were to purchase a product, would it list it in the ingredients as BTA?
No, but we have to remember the canned foods and plastic wrap and canned drinks are likely to have BPA or other sort of estrogen-like chemicals. So
again,
I never buy canned food anymore, unless it says BPA-free, which is very rare. I hardly see it, really.
And so really what we're talking about here is reducing, mitigating, potentially eliminating, but certainly reducing and mitigating the amount of toxicity that exists in a, we'll call a normal person's household, like you're saying.
Correct. That's correct. That's exactly.
And that in and of itself can bring one greater health. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
I know
diets had
recently received a lot of attention. You have to do this kind of diet, that kind of diet, this kind of food, that kind of food, power greens. And I agree that some people feel great with that. It's just that when I look at the way this products are wrapped, the way they're cooked, the way they're stored, I think that it's a lot more attention that we need to pay to these items, not just the food itself.
Well, I have to say, as I began the show, a huge thank you to you, wonderful Marcella Papa, for making the time to visit with us and share with us this information of making people, enabling people to be healthier and therefore wealthier and wiser. Because when you're wiser about what it is that you buy and use, Dr. Papa is telling us you'll be healthier, and the healthier you are, the wealthier you'll become, and the wiser you'll become. So I'm saying to you consciously and conscientiously, thank you, wonderful Marcella Papa. May I give you a big hug in front of 270,000 people? You ready?
Absolutely. Anytime, Barry. Big hug. I felt it. Oh, my ribs cracked a little bit, but it felt good.
Thank you. So everybody remember, go to barryshore.com, BarryShore, barryshore.com. You'll find all the information about wonderful Marcella Papa, her fabulous book, GRAS, which stands for Generally Recognized as Safe, and it's not always. And remember, www, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom. You're here. Life has a purpose. Go mad. Go make a difference and find and unlock the power of everyday words and terms. Smile. Seeing miracles in life every day, or as my niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And F you, everybody. F you, capital N, capital N. And say thank you. Thank you, conscientiously and consciously, 3 times a day, every day for the rest of your life. And you will make a difference in the world. You will bring joy to the world. Our blessing for you is go forth, live the blessing, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.